You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, everybody. You're watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we're talking about how Bow Wow tells his side of the story. Miss Deb gets some things off her chest. A little mama starts to sing. Of course, we got your glowing up fashion, your news and gossip, your predictions, and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's Masika.
It's Masika.
Hey.
Yes, okay. She just dropped this. PTOS.
She litty. She litty. In the city. Diddy. Hey.
What's up, everybody? You guys were listening to Masika's new song that she just dropped right there on her Instagram called PTOS. You know, she's doing big things out there. But before we talk about Masika, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're talking about tonight. So we're talking about how Bow Wow gets some things off of his chest. Miss Deb has, Miss Deb is getting some things off of her chest too, but Bow Wow has to tell his story first. And of course, Little Mama is starting to sing. You're glowing up fashion, your predictions, so much more. And before we kick it off, it's just me and Mr. Byron K today.
Mademoiselle, we miss you.
We miss you, Alexis.
But have fun.
Yes, definitely have fun. She's home visiting for the holidays. Unfortunately, she has to miss this season finale.
She was probably 20. At home watching it too. Watch, we go. She's probably texting us right now about it.
I know. Hey, girl. So it's season finale, episode 20, season 2. No ma'am, no ham, no turkey. Byron, what's your overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
I'm not gonna lie, man. This episode, it was a little dark. I'm gonna be real. It was a little bit dark. But it was cool, man. I feel like a lot of loose ends were tied up. So, you know, it's all good, man. People ended up in a good place.
That's true. I agree. I don't know. This should have been the season finale.
Yeah.
I think the last episode with him, you know, Bow Wow going off, maybe should have been the season finale. Exactly.
That would have been dope.
Cliffhanger. You know what I mean?
That would have been dope.
This was a good episode, but I don't think it was season finale worthy.
No, I think this should have been like a two-part season finale.
I could see that.
That would have been kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least let it end here and then maybe find some form of a reunion. Or like we said, I think last week, have like the end of the episode, I guess, update of like after the show, Bow Wow and Masika did so-and-so or, you know what I'm saying? Something like
exactly.
That. That would have been cool.
I wouldn't have been here for it.
What do you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
10 being like the best, the
yes.
1 being like, should have turned it off.
Yeah.
I give it at least like a 6, 7.
Okay, yeah, I'm right there with a 7 too.
Well, let's still talk about it. Let us know in the comments, guys. What would you rate this episode?
What would you rate it? Let us know right now in those comments.
Yes. So let's talk about Bow Wow and telling his side of the story. So we caught up with him after he had this huge blow up. And he had to meet up with pretty much everybody again. Debrat, JD, Soulja Boy even made an appearance.
Yes. Soulja.
Just a hot mess. So Bow Wow, I don't even know. So Bow Wow and his demons are pretty much spilling everything out. He met up with Jermaine and said like, hey, well, first, before he met up with Jermaine, he met up with Debrat and said, Debrat, I apologize.
And even before that, it was his mom.
Oh, yes, it was his mom. Wow. so much, really. I guess a lot did happen this episode.
Yeah.
So he met up with his mom at... You sure did. Met up with his mom at lunchtime. And his mom kept saying, hey, you and this relationship with Kayomi, it's horrible, it's terrible, it's toxic. You need to let her go. He finally admitted and said, it's over. I don't want to have anything to do with her. Told his side of the story about how he had his Hennessy and he only had two drinks and pretty much put everything on Kayomi to me. But, you know, let Bow Wow tell it. And he said he's done. Mama said, okay, if you're done, unfollow her. And he did that right then and there. Yeah. Are we shocked?
I'm not shocked because Bow Wow, he moves on, just... Twitch reflex. Like he does something and then he regrets it later, or he undoes it later, he walks himself back or what have you. But at this point, Bow Wow and Kayomi, like, even I admit they're not good for each other. Yeah. And at first I thought his mom was hating on the relationship, like, oh, I don't like her with Bow, it's doing this. But then I thought about it, and like as we see it play out, it's like there's definitely some truth to that. Maybe they're not the best for each other. And then I had to think that moms usually know best.
They do.
Moms are usually right, and they know their son. So I definitely agree with his mom. I don't think that she was hating on it. I think that she foresaw things not working out the right way.
I could see that, but it did come off a little haterish.
It did.
I was like, mama, like, let him decide what he wants to do. The whole, like, forcing him to unfollow. And I was just let it happen naturally. You know, Bow Wow does this back and forth thing, and current day, current time, he's still doing that with her, Kayomi. So... it's like he's not really done.
I wonder what it is. What makes him go back?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he really loves her. Maybe that whole thing, and then she did have a miscarriage. So maybe he's like, oh, maybe I am supposed to be with her. She was going to have my child. So I don't know. But Bow Wow did also meet up with DeBrat and apologize. Gave his story again, which sounded like he was just putting the blame on Kayomi again. This whole episode to me, it sounded like he was just blaming her. He even told DeBrat, I was drinking. You know, we got into it because she left. And she kept saying, like, why would you leave me? And DeBrat's like, I don't want to hear it. Which is what I applaud her for. Because DeBrat just said, you need to take actions. Like, be accountable for your actions. Which is very true because... Bow Wow, it wasn't all her. Like, you just blew up. And I truly believe it's production as well. Like, Ayana told us when she was on the show, on our show, she said production sometimes is a little slick at the mouth.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened.
Yeah, but I don't get why Bow Wow, because he said that he was mad at Kayomi. He was mad at the situation. He said, that's when I start fighting everybody. Like, if you mad at your girl, why are you fighting production?
Exactly.
Like, that don't make sense. No. And I was kind of with Bow Wow at first until... like, at first, when he was saying, like, mom, I only had two drinks. Like, it's not that I can't hold my liquor in front of his mom. But then he went to the brat, and he's like, man, you know, I was gone off that Henny. Then he started blaming the alcohol. It's like, what side are you on? Was you not gone off the liquor, or was you gone off the liquor? It's like Bow Wow was saying whatever he needed to say in that time and in that moment to get himself out. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of them kids who was in school, and he used to talk himself out of detention.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. He's like, he finds, like, a scapegoat all the time, and, like, it really just takes some maturing. I think that he needs to work on himself. He doesn't need any type of relationship. Maybe he just needs to have these, like, fun play dates with, like, Masika or whoever. And like, nothing really serious. But, like, speaking of serious, though, I did notice in the green screen or the green room where they did the confessionals and stuff, this episode, he was actually pretty serious in that when he was wearing, like, the black outfit and everything, saying, like, I'm willing to do what I need to do to fix the situation. Whereas in episodes past, he's been, like, kind of goofy and playful with everything and, like, you know, just, like, saying stuff. But, like, with this one, he seemed more serious in that.
I mean, maybe he does need to work on some things. I think he just
definitely
needs to,
does.
Well, true. But work on things with himself. Like, even the brat was like, what happened to therapy? And he was just like, well, you know, the relationship's too toxic. Like, your relationship can't control all the parts of your life. Like, it's just a small part or, you know, a piece to your life.
Yeah.
You're up here blaming this girl who we didn't even see tell her side of the story, not once on the season finale.
You know, they say there's three sides to the story. Your side, their side, and the truth.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm not on her side, and not on his side. I'm just saying, you're up here bashing her, and poor girl is up here like, wait a minute, what? Let's talk about what happened off camera that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You up here telling her whole business, and she probably like, you said this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? So you're putting all the blame on her, and I'm pretty sure it takes two to tango.
She wasn't even on this episode. That's what's so crazy.
On the season finale. at least they pan to the other people. Ayana, Shanae, like, they pan to the other people. She wasn't even anything.
I don't know, man. Well, he's the executive producer, so, you know, he can make those calls. He can make those cuts. You know what I'm saying? He can make those circumcisions to the clips.
So he also met up with JD, told his story again, which I'm like, okay, how many times you gonna let us know? Like, you're telling us all this. Oh my gosh. So he talked about, chat to JD about the same thing. Talk to Soulja Boy, which I'm still trying to figure out how that even happened.
I'm just glad to see Soulja Boy back on TV, man. I don't understand. There's, like, Soulja Boy is historic to me, man.
Yeah. You know what?
Marco Polo. You know he was doing that in high school. Marco Polo. Marco Polo.
He had middle school lit, I will say that.
They was running the game.
They were. They were. But I was like, okay, you know, I didn't really see the need for Soulja Boy. But then I was like, oh, okay, cross promotion. Because Soulja Boy is about to be on WeTV for Marriage Boot Camp. So I was like, okay, all right, WeT, I'll give you that.
We also cover that here at After Buzz TV. So make sure you tune into that. We're going to start that in January in the new year.
Cover it. But I was like, all right, Soulja Boy, whatever. And I don't know, it was just me noticing things, but he didn't really drink his drink. Bow Wow was halfway through his drink, and I'm pretty sure it was drink number two, but Soulja Boy didn't even touch his drink.
Bow Wow's favorite number, two drinks. Like, I only had two drinks. I had two drinks with Soulja Boy. I had two drinks at the Bratz party.
He's just a mess, Bow. And then we see him at least somewhat turning around when they finally had their So-So Def concert. It was Bow Wow, JD, DeBrat. There's some other names, Escape, who we didn't see, but Bow Wow got pretty emotional, which made me, like, really think, okay, you know, at least he's somewhat humble. Like, he understands this is a privilege to be out there and perform every night.
Yeah. It was cool seeing him in that atmosphere, too, because, like, no matter how goofy Bow Wow may act, like, on camera or around his friends or with Kaomi, when it comes to him performing on stage, you can tell that that's where he's comfortable. You can tell that's where all the emotions, like, all the negative emotions, they just leave, and he's engulfed in the moment, and he's actually Bow Wow, like the Bow Wow that we saw, the one that we grew up on. So I like seeing him in that environment. He needs to stay performing.
Right, just constantly on a stage somewhere. Yeah.
And it was 20,000 people, too. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That brought, like, the real Bow Wow out of him. Mm-hmm. That's the Bow Wow I like, not the one that's, like, showing out for cameras and for TV and stuff like that. Because you don't got to do that. Hashtag Bow Wow Challenge.
That poor challenge. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Bow Wow. Like, you know, you're truly talented. Like, let the talent speak for itself. I can see. And, you know, you don't have to get drunk at every performance. You could just drink a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to get drunk, but have a little buzz. Take the nerves away.
I thought I saw him pull out some Henny before his performance, too.
He did, out of a box, like two bottles.
Yeah, man, he ain't playing no games.
I said, okay, Bow Wow, just remember your lyrics.
That's how can he hold that much alcohol in his frame, though, that small frame?
I don't know.
The bottle was like half his size.
I cannot. So we also saw at the end of the concert, he texts Mazika, talk about, girl, what's up? Where you at? Come through. And being Mazika, she came on through in her gold shimmy shimmy.
Yeah. And she be dressing, though.
She do.
She be dressing.
Shimmy queen.
And they always give her, like, the best, like, intro walk-ins and everything. They be getting all the angles and stuff. They know what they doing.
But she came on through and she sat down. She said, Bow Wow, what is it? It's always a 50-50 chance. It's either you're broken up with your girlfriend, you want to hit me up so we could be friends, or you want to talk about your girlfriend and, you know, talk some deep stuff. Like, get it together. But they seemed like they were about to be friends again.
Yeah. They have, like, it seems that they have, like, a nice, fun, like, friendship or situationship or whatever that is.
A little friends with benefits type of thing.
Yeah.
Because Bow Wow said he going back to his old ways. Playboy Bow.
I don't know, man. Do you think that they really have, like, that dope of a relationship or friendship outside of the show?
You know, honestly, I don't. Because before even the show, I didn't even know they hung out. I didn't see nothing about them, like, on social media like that. Like, not even, like, the past, so.
I think Masika is very, very smart and well-planned. She plans her moves well, accordingly. Oh, speaking of her planning her moves, I love how during a commercial break, they show, like, that little clip of her buying her mom the Mercedes hat and then the vehicle to go with it.
Oh, yes.
That was dope. That made me love Masika even more.
Me too.
That's what's up. She was really getting a bag then, and she just bought her that.
She
like it was nothing.
Sure was. She was out there like, Mom, thank you for watching my child. here's your car. And she posted that on her Instagram tonight. So if you guys haven't seen the episode or want to know what happened, go to her Instagram to see all that. But I was happy for it.
Shout out to Masika.
Shout out to you, girl. Let's shout out to our fans out there, our After Buzzers, who we just love so much. Byron, tell them how much we love them.
We love you so much, Buzz family, that our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and a lot more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We ask that you subscribe to one or more of our channels on YouTube, and by doing so, you'll find other videos that's tailor-made just for you because YouTube will suggest them, and also you'll help us continue to grow, which you know we need that. And if you are worried about those notifications, don't be, because they're optional. You can turn them off. So please go ahead and hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other channels. Let us know you did in the comment, and we will shout you out right here on the air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to remain the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank y'all out there. Make sure you guys stay tuned for our fan shout out later on in this episode. Yes, yes. So let's move on to Miss Deb. She got to get some things off of her chest. And she decides that it's time to come clean with her life, you know, all the things she's done wrong. She first starts off talking about depression with Teresa, Bow Wow's mom. Yeah. They have lunch.
Real quick, how are they connected? I never knew that they were, like, connected to each other.
Teresa and Miss Deb?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Atlanta, so... True. And they've both been in industry so long.
Yeah.
So they probably met at an event. Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. I think it's just word of mouth, people. Mm-hmm. Atlanta. But so Miss Deb meets up with Teresa and they talk about talking about Bow Wow and how he's, you know, pretty depressed, and Miss Teresa is worried because she saw what happened at DeBrat's party and she needs somebody to open up to. So Miss Deb tells her story about how her son ended up committing suicide, which, you know, I don't know if you guys know about the story a few years ago, how he was pretty much depressed, and she tells a little bit more about how he was planning his own funeral before he took his life and told the family, Waka, Miss Deb, like, how he wants it, and she just said, oh, baby, you know, don't even worry about that. It's something you shouldn't even be playing with, and then next thing you know, he had committed suicide. So Miss Deb pretty much gave a word and said, just look after your son, which I just connected with Miss Deb even more. Like, that was a powerful scene.
Yeah, I did not expect it to go that way, honestly. I never saw Miss Deb so emotional like that before.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of makes sense because, like, it shows that she's been dealing with a lot of hurt in her heart. And then it made me think maybe that's why she's such a mother figure to so many people, like, mm-hmm. all these artists and stuff, and, like, why it's so hard for her to disengage from, like, the Johnny Blazes and things like that. Whenever things go wrong, it's like she can't let go. If anything, she pulls them closer. Mm. Maybe because she's in fear of losing them, or I don't know, but I think that it definitely plays a part.
Mm-hmm, Byron, definitely. It's just so sad. Like, you know, you could just tell she's been through a lot. She just wants to make things right, and I'm glad that she's doing it, you know, one step at a time. Even her telling the story could help so many other people. So kudos to you, Miss Deb.
Yeah. One thing real quick I want to say is it's definitely sad what happened to her son, and maybe she didn't really know the extent of it. And I associate that with, like, the stigma in the Black community about talking about mental health. Like, I don't feel in the Black community it's becoming a real topic of discussion now.
Right.
But at first I feel like it's been kind of brushed aside, where it's like, oh, no, we don't need to see no therapist. We don't need any of that. We just, you know what I'm saying? Just go, just go pray or what and whatever. And, like, prayer is great and that works too, because, I mean, I do it too. But at the same time, I think there's just a certain stigma that's attached, where it's like you can't get outside help, or, like, if you talk to your family, then they're like, you bugging, you tripping, or something like that. So it's cool now that these type of talks are being mentioned on social media, on shows like this and things like that, because it is a serious thing, and we all have our own issues that we have to deal with. Mm-hmm. So it's good to be able to have somebody who you can open up to and discuss it with.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
So happy that they're bringing it to light, too. So Miss Deb also decides to make things right with her other son, Brandon. She invites him over for, you know, just a night, just to talk and rekindle, and pretty much say, listen, Brandon, what you said to me last time was not cool. Pretty much Brandon went off and was like, you know, wasn't really talking to Miss Deb, like, as the mother figure.
Yeah.
But Brandon did show us why he pretty much went off on last season, because he said he was dealing with some things mentally. So I'm glad they hashed it out. They pretty much said, you know, we love you. Miss Deb had to let him go because she wanted him to grow. And now they seem like they're in a better place.
Yeah, I think the growth worked. They're both in a good place. And I love how even earlier in the season, one of the first episodes, Brandon was the one telling Johnny Blaze when her and Miss Deb had their falling out. He was the one saying, like, what me and my mom have is different, but what y'all have, y'all can work this thing out, like, right, ASAP. So that showed maturity right there off jump.
Mm-hmm. I was happy to see that. I said, yes, Miss Deb, you know, she's letting people know you can't walk over her. And this whole season, she's been letting people know, like, slowly but surely, you're not going to talk to me any type of way. And I'm glad she's, like, sticking up and, you know, letting Johnny know and letting her son know and just pretty much letting it out there, like, I'm Miss Deb. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? She's worked too hard, has too much respect in the industry to be talked too crazy.
Yeah. It's so dope to see her growth, because I already pictured her as, like, a strong, like, independent woman who can hold her own in any type of situation, and she's shown that. But even with her already having that, she still continued to grow throughout this season. Now she's even stronger. She's, like, unstoppable now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she knows her boundaries, she knows her limits, she knows what she'll tolerate, she knows what she won't tolerate, she knows when to disengage, and that's all stuff that we saw her develop over this season.
So true. It was a great journey for her.
Yeah.
We saw her pretty much down and out, and then just building herself up, got herself a man, new confidence, yes, new
a
wigs.
A whole man.
Okay. A whole young man to go with her young wigs. Okay. You better work, Miss Deb. I see you, girl. Make sure you stop by the studio if you in L.A.
Yes.
Y'all let Miss Deb know we are waiting for her, the wigs, the man, right here at AfterBuzz. So something I'm actually waiting for is Little Mama to drop this single of her singing. I said yes, Little Mama. We saw a little bit on this season how she's preparing for the album. She wants to sing, go after her, you know, take up after her mom, who was a singer around the neighborhood. And she invites the gospel group, the Walls group, to Atlanta to do a song together. And at first it was a little rocky, you know. She was a little scared, but
she was in her head.
She was in her head. The confidence was down, but yeah. I don't know what happened. They had a little pep talk, and she just started singing.
I love how this season, Lil Mama's really been, like, it hasn't been so much promo for her, like, oh yeah, I'm releasing this, I'm releasing that. It's been, this whole season for Lil Mama has been her finding herself and doing, like, deep, deep soul searching. Mm. And that's cool, because, like, we're kind of starting to see the product of that now.
Right.
So, like, she's been basically learning how to let go and to be free and to let her heart sing, pretty much. And once she let go, it happened. And right. We saw that this episode. Once she let go, it happened. She started off in her head. They were encouraging her and everything. And I don't know what flipped that switch for her this time. But, like, once it flipped, it was an angel singing.
Mm-hmm. I was so happy for her. I was like, she got it. They're out there encouraging her. Like, you got this, Mama.
She chose the right path to take. I'm glad she brought that group and she unlocked what was in her in that type of way. Because she could have gotten anybody to come into the studio with her, but she chose those specific people.
Yes, I'm happy too. I'm still waiting on the project. I feel like she should at least drop the single tonight, you know, or this weekend. Holidays. Let us know, Mama.
Hopefully you drop it, like, if you don't drop it this year, hopefully you drop it at the top of 2019.
Right, like in January, just in general.
Because she did say in the episode that this was like a refreshing for me. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you're going to be refreshed and you're going to give us some of them bars and them vocals in 2019.
I'm here for both of them.
Yes.
This was a good season for her.
Yeah, it really was.
I'm very happy about that.
They shined a good light on Lil Mama.
Mm-hmm. I think it was just enough of her growth. We saw her dating. We saw her upset about the VMAs. We saw her singing. Like, we just saw a little bit of everything.
I think now she finally has that closure. I think this show actually brought, like, how you just mentioned every single thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she's had to address in this one season, she's had to address everything that's happened in her life over the past 5 or so years. And maybe this was a way to give her closure, because she may not have had it until this show.
Yeah.
So now she might actually be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Byron, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So let's get into our special segment, our glowing up fashion.
Ooh.
Who we think is, you know, just glowing up tonight. Anything from hair to makeup to just the simple swag or personality. So I guess I'll kick it off here. My glowing up fashion was pretty much the brat. I mean, she gives it every time. The braids, she took it back at the when they were at the concert and she was on stage. She took it back to her old braids. And I was like, yes, the brat, old school braids, nice little jeans, like tomboy and just cool. She does it for me.
I like that. And her skin is always flawless, too.
Always flawless.
I don't know what kind of baby lotion she used, or oil or whatever.
Because I know it's not just water.
It'd be working. And if it is water, it's that Pharrell water.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's that you will not age a day past today type of water.
What's about that? Byron, who's your glowing up fashion?
I'm still trying to decide, man. The brat's up there. Mm-hmm. I feel like this episode wasn't even about the outer. It was more so about the inner.
Okay.
So for me, I would make it a tie between Lil Mama and Miss Deb. And it's nothing on the outside. It's that inner glow that happened with them. Like Lil Mama, like she let her light shine in this episode.
She did.
Like, I think she unlocked a whole new version of herself. And Miss Deb, like I said, she just grew so much through this season, and like you're really, really, really seeing it in this episode. So I want to definitely give it to Miss Deb and Lil Mama, because they just, I don't know, man, they broke free. They broke free.
I'm here for it. Here for all of it. I'm also here for you guys out there listening and watching us on YouTube. So let's do our fan shout outs here. So on our YouTube page, the comments, I have something from ICB1010. She wrote, because last week we were talking about people who drink hot water, you know, had a nice little debate. And ICB1010 said, Chinese people drink hot water all the time. It's part of the culture for digestive benefits, which, you know, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you got that one. All right.
And then Cindy Williams also put, I drink hot water when I go to bed, especially if I'm out of tea. Works me. I'll go ahead, girl. I feel you.
What does it do before bed, though?
I don't know.
Hey, let me know. Please let me know. Like, I'm not really hip to it. I did drink a little bit of hot water at work a couple days ago, and it wasn't bad.
See? There you go. Baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps.
Cello Tuma also said, I drink a cup of hot water every day before breakfast. Dr. Oz actually recommends this to help with digestive systems. So there we go. We know.
So I need to drink some hot water now, because before I came in, I just ate a big burrito and some nachos. Mm. And like, I'm feeling it right now. So I need to go drink some hot water.
Get you some hot water.
Okay. Thank you for that. Y'all just saved me, because I've been wondering what I'm going to do when I get home.
I know I ain't crazy. I said last week it helps with the stomach, digestive system. Thank you. All right, guys. So let's get into a little bit of news and gossip here.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's a lot going on here, but we have some videos for you guys tonight. A little clip, a little movie, a little bit of everything. So first up, we have a video of DeBrat at her show. You know, she does Dish Nation on Fox. And she talks about how her and her sister, Lisa Ray, used to be compared a lot, and how it actually lowered her self-esteem. You guys take a look and a listen.
What about you, like, between you and your sister?
Well, she was older in Chicago. She was modeling at every fashion show. She was beautiful. Child, I used to feel like the ugly duckling. I would walk with my head down.
No.
I didn't start talking until I was, like, in my teens. I would cover my mouth when I smiled. Like, my sister used to be like, open your mouth. No, talk, say something.
But then when you finally opened your mouth, what you say?
I start rapping.
Right.
Really? All of, that's why you be rapping so fast.
Yeah, all the stuff that I was feeling came out. My sister was like, why are you cussing so much? I said, bitch, I've been wanting to say this my life.
I love DeBrat.
Love her. I mean, because we saw last week, you know, her and her sister are mending their relationship. They just gotten to be close again with the recent years. So it's pretty nice, you know?
Yeah. I like how DeBrat's just so candid about everything. Like, whatever she say, like, you know, you're really getting her in that moment. And I think we can always respect that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Another person who we should be respecting is Mazika.
Uh-oh.
You know, you heard her song when we opened it. And we all know she is quick to read. But before she gets into her reading, she dropped her single and she also dropped a video for it. So we have a clip of that. You guys take a look and a listen.
That's Jazzy Faith.
Yeah, she over there in an ATL. Giving us lot vibes. Got herself a little man with dreads. Oh, okay. Got Jazzy Faye in there.
This kind of gives me like some K Michelle type vibes.
K Michelle?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Masika.
You know, I like K. Michelle.
I'm talking about the delivery, how it came out.
Okay. I agree with you on that one. But you know, it was a nice little video. She was over there doing her thing.
Nah, that was fresh. I really like that.
Right? She's on the right track. Yeah. So shout out to you, Mazika. And then, well, y'all know y'all can't come at her crazy about her music video. So a fan wrote that about the song. That song ain't going nowhere. Mazika wrote back to the fan and said, "Your stomach ain't going nowhere. I've already made more than you weigh off of this song. I won."
Then she left a heart at the end too.
Love you, girl.
Man,
Mazika is not having it.
Don't try her.
Don't try at all. So, and then she is just on a song dropping spree. She also dropped another song called Take It Off that's on all platforms. And for this promo, she's completely naked.
Okay.
She had to, you know.
Take it off.
Take it off. Release a single.
Okay. Well, she did that.
Oh, she did that. And then we also caught up with Johnny Blaze. Johnny was recently her Instagram was deactivated.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even find her.
It for a whole like week, too.
A whole week. So who knows what she was going through. Apparently, she was going through a lot because she ended up canceling a appearance on Sister Circle, which is a show on BET promoting women and self-empowerment. And she did a video on her actual page and Sister Circle TV's page and says how she apologizes. She was overbooked. She didn't know, you know, that she was booked for Sister Circle that day, which I don't know if there's an assistant or somebody in there, but she completely said, "I'm sorry. I was overbooked. I don't want you guys to think I don't like the show." She's already been on Sister Circle before, but she was there to do a follow-up. And, you know, she just couldn't make it. She said she had 4 events that day.
Hey. Is that show located in Atlanta too?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I don't know. She was out of town. She had other things to do.
Yeah.
She overbooked.
Hey, life of a celebrity, I guess.
Life of a celebrity. So that's our news and gossip for tonight. So now let's get into our predictions.
Ooh. And now you're after Buzz.
Thank you, Mr. Owlman.
I tried to go along with it.
So we know that it's a season finale, but let's just predict about maybe what do you think the cast will be up to? What does season 3, what does that look like? You know, because they're coming back. Who are we interested in seeing? Who do we want to be a part? Who do we think should be a part of the show? Like any type of prediction.
Okay. Well, Masika needs to come back first and foremost. We need the brat. We need her realness back. She's definitely going to come with that. And you know Masika's going to come with the shade, of course. Miss Deb is a rock, and we need to see her. I want to see like how her and her man continue to blossom together in their relationship. I want to see what artist she's working with. I want to see how her relationship with her son continues to go. Of course, if it's Atlanta, Bow Wow is going to be back in the mix, so that ain't no thing but a chicken wang.
Chicken wang.
And what else? Who else do I really want to see? I want to, you know what? Bring Soulja Boy on. Just bring Soulja Boy. Just give him the whole season.
I can see that. Maybe that was an opening, like testing the waters.
Now that we're going to see Soulja Boy on TV, we're probably going to see a lot of Soulja Boy on TV.
I think so, too.
But I can see that. I'm here for it. I like Soulja Boy as an entertainer. I think he's a great entertainer. Maybe it's just me. Maybe
I'm just Soulja
Boy
fan.
Listen, bro, I got love for Soulja Boy, man.
Soulja Boy's cool. But, you know, I just predict that I see a lot of people coming back. I'm hoping, I predict Little Mama will come back. I think she needs at least two seasons.
I meant to mention her. Yes, we need Little Mama.
Yeah, at least two seasons to really, like, jump it off. Now we can really see the work and the fashion and everything like that. Ayana, a girl, of course, come back.
Love you, Ayana.
Love you, Ayana. Shania, you can come back and tell us about, you know, what it's like with a long-distance relationship with you and your man. Of course, the regulars, Bow Wow, Miss Deb, Mazika, Turn It Up. And then Johnny. I want to see more music from Johnny.
I do.
I definitely think she's very talented, very talented. So I want to see her really get into her bag. I want to see the movement of Johnny. I want to see Johnny, the brand, pretty much.
Yeah.
I need to see that from you, Johnny. And then for some newcomers, I don't know, throw in a little mix. Let's see what BT is up, you know. Hmm. Is he still dating Little Mama, or is he just dating around? Throw him in there. And Pimpin', give me a little bit more Pimpin'. Yeah. And then a new face. Male, female, I'm not quite sure.
Who's in Atlanta right now?
I know, who's over there? Who's ever in Atlanta? Maybe drop them on, you know? Give me a social media person.
Oh, DC influence. Young Fly? But he didn't.
No, he's too not big.
Yeah.
I think he's too big now to do the show. But he might, you know, if the bag is right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I predict that. I put a little bit more drama, of course. Keep it spicy. Hopefully, a big group meetup. A lot.
That'd be Liddy in the City. But I wonder what they're going to do next time. Like, this time it was all about the So-So Def Tour. What's it going to be next time? This is the 25th anniversary. So, what they going to do?
Like, what's going to
be? Maybe they can
drop,
like, a So-So Def biopic.
I thought they were going to do that.
I'm not sure.
Maybe not.
But I know biopics are the move right now. That's the wave.
Very true.
And they do have a legacy, too.
That's very true.
They have a story to tell. They was popping back in the day, back before social media.
I need to see JD do that then.
Yeah.
Give us a little biopic behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be wonderful. You know, something huge, something big.
Yeah.
And then it's definitely, I'm excited about Growing Up Hip Hop LA.
Yes,
this season is about to be great. So you know the panel is probably going to be wonderful for that one.
It's going to be Liddy, and we right here in LA too. So you already know we're going to be the first to get y'all all the info.
This was a good season, Byron.
It really was, man. 20 episodes strong. It's only right that we ended on December the 20th, right before the new year.
Right before the new year, 20s.
2020.
2020. Shout out to you, Alexis. Too. We miss you, girl.
Miss you. We love you. You're
home. Yes. Thank you all for watching us this whole season and being with us and interacting with us. We appreciate you guys so much. Make sure you guys leave 5 stars on iTunes and make sure you leave those comments down below. What are your predictions? Who's coming back? Who's not? Huh? Let us know. Of course, we are now on Spotify, so you can listen to that. Listen to us on that and SoundCloud. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And I also do a show on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live.
Hey.
Yeah, it's called Back to Reality. Where I get a little bit more shady for you. So make sure you guys tune into that on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Byron, where can we follow you?
Sup, y'all? It's Byron K. You can find me everywhere online on the internet at Hero from the 90s.
Yes, and until then, we will see you guys next time. Have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.